Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I must be frank, for whatever reason, I have struggled with this week. Different images pop into my head. Even the things that I write on paper seem to move. So, we will trust that the Holy Spirit is present. At this time of year, there's a lot of images that are created in different Christmas specials and programs. And I think the one, without specifically being religious, that tends to resonate with a lot of people and has to me since I was very little, was Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol. Good old Ebenezer started out a young man searching for love in a family, found friends, was happy for a while, then found success, then found wealth, lost his partner. And all of these things began to push things away in his life until we all know that famous line, Christmas, bah humbug. No time for it, no use for it. An excuse to rob a man's pocket one day a year. An excuse not to expect a full day's work for a full day's pay. This was just unacceptable. There wasn't any room in Ebenezer's heart except for what lay right ahead of him and his accounting office. There was no other God than his ledgers and the profit that it scored. There was nothing. And yet he had this very, very humble, poor, underpaid man that worked with him, Bob Cratchit, that never gave up on the importance of that one day, the love to be shown to humankind in that one day. And through all of his lack of things, there sprang this love, even for Mr. Ebenezer, who he insisted upon toasting on Christmas Day. Well, again, it's a story I believe that most, if not all of us, know. Ebenezer got a second chance. He was visited by three spirits, ghost of Christmas past, ghost of Christmas present, and the ghost of Christmas future, to show what was, what is, and what could be if things didn't change. Well, Ebenezer changed. He realized, literally through the fear of his own demise, that things needed to be different. That the world was broken and he was part of it. And yet he was given great gifts, great ability, and great resources to truly make a difference. And until that time, it meant absolutely nothing to him. It was all about what lay in front of him. But he came to understand what he could do and what Christmas was really all about. And again, a movie that never, ever, ever mentions the baby Jesus, except the Christmas carols that you hear in it. And yet, Christ's spirit is present in that. Now, one of the reasons why I think I enjoy it so much, as a child, I can't tell you why, but I can tell you as an adult, there's been more than one Christmas I have found myself being Ebenezer. Okay? Unfortunately, I have never prospered the way Ebenezer did. So it wasn't a matter of intent of either not paying someone to work or missing a day to make a profit or, for that matter, where needed, not being generous with what had. But that the secular world pushes in so hard that there's no room in a person's life or how they think or in their heart. And then all of a sudden, Christmas is there, and you're going, I got to make time for that too. Imagine saying that to yourself. I got to make time for that too. when it is a season to prepare. It's a season to be ready. It's a season to rejoice. And yet I found myself more often in my adult life than I would like to admit, looking at Christmas staring me right in the face and hanging my head and going, ah, oh, jeepers. Those were the days where I didn't understand what John is trying to tell us today. John, like all the people in the gospel in that time and prior, they lived in a world where they struggled. They lived in a world with little hope. They mention the rulers in this gospel, I think in such a way to set the timeline of when all this happens, because at least physically, John and his message certainly wasn't a threat to them. Maybe an annoyance, but not a threat. Not a physical threat to who they were, other than what they deemed to be important, which in most cases was not their fellow man. So the world was a rough place. Not only did it physically have peaks and valleys, but metaphorically as well in our lives. It was just a rough place to be, to find yourself deep in a valley or struggling to climb the mountain. It was just plain hard. And God said, it's time. It's time again to reclaim the hearts of men, to give men promise again. And I will send a forerunner to this person that will help them remember, that will help them clear that time and that space in their heart, whether their life is busy or whether their life is a constant turmoil, in preparation for Jesus. Now, the Bible story is a part where in just a few weeks you would think we would talk about Jesus' new ministry. And yet, with everything that we have in church, we are preparing to celebrate his birth again, his first coming. A time that was heralded by the angels, for unto you is born this day. The shepherds made time. The innkeeper made time. And people made time after. And it's in this great gift where peace truly is, where wealth truly is, where the essence of life and why we're here exists. And yet the world pushes in. The world pushes in to make that spot smaller. In some cases, non-existent. That we get so busy, so frustrated, so overwhelmed, or just don't care. And we cannot make a place for Jesus in our heart. We cannot look at Christmas for what Christmas is. The day we celebrate the greatest gift that humanity was ever given. We have struggled to put that first. And more importantly, we struggle to hold on to it all year through. Not because we don't want to, and not because we don't try, but because the world as it was then continually tries to push it out. I really don't try to celebrate birthdays anymore. I really don't. I actually made it one day until 7 o'clock at night on my birthday without even remembering it was my birthday. And I almost made it until my daughter called and said, Dad, happy birthday! And I looked at the clock and it was 7 p.m. I almost made it. But I believe we celebrate these things for a reason. We give thanks for that blessed event, because life in itself is a gift. And Christmas comes around at that time of the year when we need to be filled again, when we need to be recharged, when we need to be reminded what's important, and we need to be reminded what to make room for. That's what John is heralding. That's what John is saying. Make room, make space, make the road straight, and in Christ Jesus, the mountains will be laid low, the valleys in life will be filled. And all there may be trials and tribulations yet to come, the path will be straight, the path will be level in Jesus, and he will always be there. We are all blessed with great gifts. just like good old Ebenezer. We simply need to let the Christ child in and hold on to him all year through. Amen.